You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Cause of people. And I won't take it back. It's more than me you need to repent. Cause when you think you done got away, that's when God lets you know you can't run nowhere not from me. Ain't nowhere you can hide up under that I can't come up in there and get you. I don't care how you in denial. Don't play with me with denial. We reason because we don't want to be true with our own self. When you, especially when you think you're smarter than who God put before you. Smartness don't mean because you can pronounce every word in that book. And I won't take it back for nobody. It don't make you smart because you can see everybody else been there. You better check in and see if you done got in witchcraft. Because when you over there focusing on somebody and not your own self, you end up witchcraft. But I come this morning. I come this morning before God, people, to talk about me. Because don't nobody want you to talk about them. Dying in need of a Savior. We got all these isms and schisms and problems. And we think it's good for us. But don't allow him to put you on the island of Patton. Because some people have done had it. They wait so long they might not come from over there. People killing themselves because they ain't got their way. They breaking in places because they want what they want. There's a dire need and an urgency to want Jesus. When you want him, he'll come in and show you you. And what you need from him for this new life. Can't nobody tell me it ain't a new life when you invite him in. You stop worrying about the Jones on the corner. You stop worrying about who's smarter than you and who's so gifted and talented that they in the superstar role out in Hollywood. You start being concerned about obeying him and following the instruction that he has given to you and I. He said, get up in the morning and go to the corner store. You don't need no permission to go down there. He said, go get down there. Can I help anybody? It ain't about our ability. And ain't nobody going to tell me no different. When he gave me this job, because I told him, I want you to erase the education. Who I think I am. How I'm supposed to live. And how people supposed to receive me. I want you to take me as a babe. Erase this. I've been in church ever since I was 10 years old. It ain't been in me. You learn protocol. You learn religious formalities. You learn how to govern yourself and sit in a devil's seat. You learn all that properism. Start walking around like you got wings and them flew up into heaven. You have to beg people for what God has given them. But God ain't got any begging pendants for none of us. Either you want it or you reject it. The first assignment he gave me, he said, through you, I'm going to save your family. Whoever questioned him, I don't care today. God don't change his mind to whoever say not so. You need to check and see if your family all of that. He said, you obey me and do what I say do. Little old crazy me. Unlearn me. I thought. I still believe. That if you do it God way, but you got somebody there to shut you off. Because everybody knows I will not got an excuse and reason why I can't line up with God. I bless him today. My job require my time. I require time. Just keep on all the requirement and see what time do you get with him. Oh, when things get better for you, you back off from God. That ain't nothing but a setup. Oh, you get real comfortable. I done made it. You was using Sam and Dave. God sent me a call by the way of America. Tired of staying with in-laws and know they don't want you there. God, if you make a way for me to get my own place, I'm going to serve you, liar. Let me get a little raise on the job where I won't be the laughing stock of the community. Liar, you done got all flappy head. I'm in the house. Worrying about who see around me. I want you to come on where you can see what God is doing in me. Then you won't be my worst enemy. Because God send you to some people who think they got it, but they ain't got it. I ain't in the house. I'm glad you're not playing, Brother Gerald. Well, you can hear too. I know. God is going some separation in this hour. Amen. Run where you think it's at. You got to run to where he says at. Because we don't want the truth now. We want to be sophisticated. We want to be scholars and all properism and schismism and all of the ism. Ain't scared of the power of God. Because I do what I want. I just got off my cussing format this morning. God understand I just can't take nothing. Well, how you supposed to get something? You can't take crooks around you. You know they crooks? Know they vipers? Sucking the life out of you? How you supposed to get life? In him. I ain't hearing nobody. Oh, and we get down when we think somebody using us. How can anybody use the Jesus if you let him in? It's a price you pay when you think you're using Jesus. Everybody like a flunky. What they call it is a man-made dummy. Because a flunky do what you say do. So sit down, you sit where? Sometimes you just sit where anywhere. I give him praise today. I thank him for being God. Hallelujah. If I were going to preach today, I were coming out of 1 Peter, the first chapter. But I ain't opening up the book today. I'm flowing over here. Over here, it's a sure hiding place. Over here, it's a safe place. If you don't believe it, try it for yourself. Because he's greater than yourself and no other one too. I bless his name today. I bless his name today. I bless him today. We're so busy trying to get some friends down here. But there's a place to get in place over here. I bless his name today. Oh, I have some children. I have some grandchildren. I have some great-grandchildren. And I got a large family. But this thing's about me lining up with him who is God Almighty, who will empower you to say, not mine, but thy will come on the inside of me. Empower me to stand firm and wait on you. Oh, Brother Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You can't allow me to think that he won't come to see about me. And if the enemy can keep you from doing the God way, that's his job. He come with shining robes on, enticing word. If you don't believe, Satan know the word, check around. But he ain't afraid of the word. You can play with it. Hell is a real place. And don't nobody make you go there. You go your own self. Because we got these cover up clothes on. Won't tell the truth for myself. Well, how you think you're going to enter in a new life and you're a liar and know you're a liar? Won't tell the truth on individual. You just cover it up. That's a trained liar. When you train yourself to be a liar, you want to be a liar. It ain't hard to tell the truth and bite the bullet for telling the truth. It's okay, whoever up in my business today, because I ain't got none. I give all my cares to him. As I said, you're going to have to know there ain't nothing too hard for him for yourself. He's a mighty God. Because when I'm sick, I believe he'll come to see about me. When I don't know nothing else to do, he'll send me some help. Because I done told God, you know. But I'm going to tell you what little I know. And I ain't just started telling him, I've been telling him a long time. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Everybody want to see the success part in the natural. That ain't enough to see. I want to see the success part over in the spiritual realm. I've been beat down and ostracized. I ain't got nobody to come to see about me. But I call out to heaven. Oh, Jesus, my lily in the valley, my bright and warm morning star, will you come, will you come? Just lay your hands on me. I'm in dire need of move of you. I see him whizzing away and I can't grab hold to it. But when you send me a word or two, I believe that you can do it. Will you have mercy on me today? I need your mercy to strengthen me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this journey can get so requiring. People are sent to destroy you. With no good intention, with no good motive. Send his only son that we might have a right to the tree of life. If you think you don't have to take that on this journey, somebody will give you some wrong information. But you got to know that God is greater. Don't keep playing with you, letting him in and you let him out. Let him in. And be assured that man can't take him out. Them and they posse in their armies. This ain't nothing to play with. This concerning your soul. Where you wanted to spend eternity at. Going along with wrong. And somebody to convince you wrong is right. He don't operate over there. You're going to have to call wrong, wrong, so he can make you right. And it don't impress me how gifted, how talented, and how smart the individual might be. I can't look at that. I got to look at the one who sent his only begotten son, that I can have the right to this new life. Like wasn't designed to be peaches and cream, but somebody thinks so. You go through something, it's a battle on this side. And you must understand the battle ain't yours when you let him in. Because he know how to shut the battle down. You fight the fight of faith. I believe you that you told me. You don't look at the numbers, you look at him. Because require us to look at him. If we don't build it on a solid foundation, it will erupt like a canon. Prophets that don't keep nobody when they don't want to live right. I said prophecy don't keep nobody when you don't want to live right. That don't mean God's word is different. But if you don't want to line up, so be it to you. Hell still is available. When are we going to believe his word and apply it to my inner man? Though you allow me to go through, I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to mumble. I ain't going to tell you about it and them. I'm going to tell you about me. Here I am again telling you about me. I'm despondent again. I'm drained again. I'm despondent again. Here come another transition. But I need your help. Will you help me? I need your help. I don't know about you. I need his help because you helpless. If you think you could do it yourself, keep on trying to wear them get back clothes and they'll get you back. Holy mess in your heart. Walk around chunky and say you're holy. You see how much benefits you earn. What is it to gain the world and lose your soul? It ain't profit a man nothing. And we ain't concerned about our soul. We just concerned about things and being important, being show and tell, speaking correctly, acting according to man requirements. I ain't hearing nobody. I ain't asking nobody to respect me. I'm asking respect that God that will come and let you know I ain't nobody to play with. We got to be careful with who we put our hands and mouth on. You better be careful with who you put your mouth and your hands on. You might just be in line for him to put his hands on you. Amen. With your smart self. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. I've had things people have thought they did to me hurt me so bad. And I began to cry. And I heard the Lord say, don't worry. I'm going to fix it. And I've seen him do just that. Can you rely on him? Can you depend on him? Can you trust him? All the other things we trust in keep shifting us from the new life in him. We know how we came through a womb, a woman womb. You come in a natural state. But as you define that I want to become new, let him start working on you. And when he see that you really mean it, if you want to use, he'll drop the bomb on you. And ain't nothing you can do but call out to him. Then he'll tell you about your own nasty self. He'll tell you about your shortcoming. And you won't have to get mad with nobody. If you're mad with him, you really seriously crazy. He'll tell you about your own nasty self. And what you're going to do about it when he tell you about yourself. You going to take heed to it? Or you going to sweep it under the rug and hold on to religious and tradition? God said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. I never seen a body say they believe that ain't got a reason to get somebody back. It should be a reason to get closer to him. Because I see because he allowed me to see what the setup is designed to do to consume me up and take this Jesus and shift it and destroy it. But he won't allow no man to take him and consume him up. In my closing today, I said enough today for every individual here to check in with themselves. What is your hindrance? I told you what mine is. You can leave here today in denial if you so desire. But it ain't nobody's fault but yours. If I were concerned about whether I went up in there and tried to allow you to think that I am so deep, it don't matter today. I come to obey God. Because I know. The enemy ain't playing. And there's a war going on. If you don't get suited up in him, you're going to be consumed in the wall. I ain't hear nobody. Amen. Get your Bible out and go speak it to Satan. He said, I know the word too. Amen. But I don't live the word. Amen. It's a different than knowing it and living it. He said, I require you to eat the whole roll. If you think you can consume it all at one time, go on with your bad self. It's a daily transitioning. Amen. Some days you don't want it like that, but I got to have it. You're about out of gas today, but I got to have the word. You're tired of being tired, but I got to have the word. Left up to me, I'd do somebody, but the word got to keep me. The word has our high within me. Keep on hiding the word. Keep on utilizing the word. It saddened me to see God people get so jacked up till they leave him for a little bitty precious thing. Things. I finally can pay all my bills. That's things. I finally got me a boo who love me set up. I finally made it to the top. I know my family was royalty in what? Anywhere you can go today, the enemy will set you up. See, it's a lot of people don't start it on this journey running fast. But when they find out it's a requirement, they start running fast and start running back to their own self-comfort zone. It ain't about being a church goer. It's about, am I going to stay in the line? Am I going to stay in the line? Situation will make you get out because you think you're exempt. You take it too personal. And we don't want to do what God tells us to do now. I had to remind myself. I had to remind myself that God called me. And I had to remind myself, he said, you do it my way. Don't worry about who else doing it, whatever way, you do it my way. Amen. And that's what I activated on. I activated on, if God tell me to go into a place and don't say nothing, I'll do that. But when you get people beating on you, dragging you, having a class on you, dictating to you, then you get confused on what he said for you to do. It's a whole lot of people confused because somebody else done told them what to do. Check in. I told you what you can't do. I can do all things through Christ. Without him, you ain't going to do nothing beneficial but be jacked up again. I didn't know the day we're going to be talking about Freddie Grant. That don't make me important. That's to let you know that, ooh, that is. That is. And maybe you can see that is for you too. Amen. This mic don't make you holy. Title don't make you holy. Sometimes it can mess you up. God looking for a people that keep their eyes focused on him. And the dictator gonna come in and shift you. That's his job. It would be a plus if God would be like, man, send you what you want instead of what you need. We could serve him when we get what we want. The house on the hill and the picket fence. Two or three little baby children. Pay all your bills and go to church on Sunday. Got three cars, one waiting on the churn. You don't arrive and you don't flow show them made it. Husband CEO of the house in a company. You can't tell us we ain't jacked up and made it. I'm sorry to bore you with talking about me today. But at your earliest convenience, you can read 1 Peter, the first chapter, from the third chapter down to 25. I do know how many chapters it is in that passage of scripture. But I thank God for the opportunity to get a release in my spirit. Because the journey ain't about me. The Lord has blessed me way over in the 60s, 70, pushing me so hard to it calling my name. And I'm grateful for him. I got up this morning thinking about how good he is to me. When all the force of the enemy has come to me, but he's still greater. And he will send you confirmation. He will send you a word. If you don't believe it, don't get out of a situation. Let him in the situation. And he'll send you a word of comfort that you won't quit in yourself. You won't stop believing him because you're tired of where you are. You got to speak to your spirit. I ain't tired yet. I am not tired. Because if I get tired, I don't know whether I can go back to the island of Patton and make it out again. It's time for our announcement. And after the announcement, we're going to go home or to our various places. And you can tell people that the pastor talked about herself today, and it really bored me. You can go there. Maybe you'll bore somebody else when he allows you to talk about yourself.
Thank all of our visitors for coming out and worshiping with us on today. But we do have our Sunday school starting at 10 o'clock. And we also have Sunday morning service at 11:30. And we also have Sunday night.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is GodsPropheticOutreachMinistry.com.